Going somewhere? Yeah, the door's a little finicky. You have to push and then pull. See? Ugh, girl, that is embarrassing for you. But you know I can't let you leave. We'd miss you. Well, one of us would. You weren't. This wasn't a sad attempt at a jailbreak. Just looking around, huh? Yeah. But you're all dressed up and everything. For once. Your pants are on backwards, though. Psych. Need to look. Oh, you are so dumb. It's fantastic. But you know this isn't a good look for you, right? I'm not even mad. I'm in such a good mood. Like, I'm in such a good mood, you don't even know. Because, you know, you've been behaving so well lately. I was starting to worry. I've been just bouncing off the walls waiting for you to bug out, to pull something stupid, to just give me an excuse. And you've been giving me nothing. I mean, why do you think I let you wander around the place? But now, finally, here we are. Third strike. Now, isn't this nostalgic? It's just like the night we met. Remember that? You couldn't wait to get a piece of me then. Remember? My breath on your skin? My lips on yours? My hands exploring each and every curve? Remember you? Pinned against the wall? Struggling to breathe. But don't you worry, that empty brain case of yours. This time I want you awake. You remember, right? The wards? I told you about the wards. You want to know what happens when you walk through that door? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's sanguimancy. You know, blood magic. Rad, right? See, what it does is this. It brings your blood to a boil super fast, which turns it into steam, which expands, so it has to go somewhere. So, are you following this? Split, splat, science happens. What a mess. Oh, it won't hurt, though. Like, too long. But you know, I'm going to be cleaning that up with a smile, whistling while I work, and cheerfully tidying up the place, humming a merry tune, because you don't deserve her. You don't deserve any of this, you ungrateful bitch. Ever since you came along, she's barely even touched me. I gave her my life. I gave her everything. And you think you can just walk in here, ruin what we had, and then leave? Fuck you. Oh, but maybe we can both get what we want. Oh, so the bitch wants to go for walkies, does she? Does she? Oh, does she want walkies? Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Get up. I'll give you fucking walkies. Get the fuck up. Or you're not just gonna munch the carpet. I'm gonna put your head through the fucking floor. How's that for a way out, huh? Oh, now you don't want to leave anymore. Well, ruh-ro. Make up your fucking mind then, will you? If you're done acting out, how about you be a good little whore and go back in your room and don't let me see you out here again, or I swear to God I will feed you through that door like it's a fucking wood chipper. And if you... Mistress? Mistress, you're hurt. What happened?
Doll. I need...
Mistress? Are you... Okay. Don't you think that's enough? Right? I think that's enough. If you don't stop, you're gonna... She's gonna... Mistress, you have to stop. You're going to kill her.
I won't take more from you than you have to give. I'll never take more than you have to give. I won't take more. 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 More.
Careful with that. You'll tear off the IV. You want that stuff in you, not on your bed. I had a bitch of a time getting it in there, and I am so not doing it again. So you woke up. Yay. Yeah. I'm giving you a transfusion. You lost a lot of blood. You remember that, right? Oh, the bags aren't for her. She can't feed on those. The blood's gotta be human, and it's gotta be fresh from the source. Them's like the cosmic rules of vampirism, something, something, undead curse, and all that. No, we just keep the blood bags around for me. Just in case, she said. Now I get why. You're just lucky we happen to be compatible. I don't know what happened. I know she was supposed to meet some of her people tonight, but I don't know. I tried buzzing some of our contacts, but I couldn't get any of them, which means that either they don't want to be found, or they're... I don't know. I don't know what to do. I wish she was awake. She's in her room. Collapsed right after you did. I have never seen her hurt so bad. But I think she's gonna be okay now that she's fed. I think... it might take a couple of nights to heal. Or weeks, maybe, but I think she's gonna be okay. They're, like, super hard to kill, you know? Unfortunately. Big friggin' leeches. Oh, you have no idea what they're like. Trust me, you don't want to meet the Vamp Society. The worst people ever. They only stomach each other when they can get something out of it. Half of them think the world's about to end, and the rest are busy stabbing each other in the back for the tiniest bit of clout. Petty and jealous and bitter, every single one of them. And they're all trying to carve out their own little slice of afterlife. Definitely not cursed with empathy, or self-awareness, for that matter. But she's... Mistress is different. She's not like that, okay? Well, so the thing is, the world actually is ending. I mean, like, supposedly. Things are happening. Nobody has been able to sire for a few months now. You know, make new vampires. It's like this lethal exchange of fluids, except now instead of two vampires, you get a corpse and, well, a corpse. I honestly don't know why they even care. They're all about survival of the fittest over survival of the species, but it's got everyone on edge. Apparently it's happening all over the world, so they think it's a sign of the end times or whatever. Armageddon, ooh. Mistress doesn't think so, though. The world's always ending, you know? And then it never does. She thinks this is fixable, just like every other time before. We still need to actually fix it before these stiff dorks ruin things for everybody, though. But I guess somebody has a problem with that. I don't even know who could have done this. She's really strong, you know? Even compared to the rest of them. But I have never seen her lose control like that. I've never seen her so weak. Normally I can feel her coming blocks away. Ha fucking ha. I'm really glad your near-death experience did nothing for your sense of humor. Ugh, fucking one-track mind, I swear. I should have just let her drain you. Well, I just... Don't get me wrong, I totally would have, but... It's just that I couldn't let that... be what she wakes up to. To find that she killed you herself in some kind of fit. I couldn't do that to her. I couldn't. And even then, I hate you. I hate you so much. It'd be so easy to just wring your neck, to just tear out your throat. But I can't. I could turn you into hamburger meat without breaking a sweat, and somehow you've still got me beat. It's my fault anyway, isn't it? You didn't choose this. And that just makes it so much worse. It's just... She's been getting more and more distant for a couple of years now. I'm trying so hard. But it feels like the harder I try, the more she slips away. So when she said she wanted a doll, I figured I'm gonna give her the best fucking doll. And then she'll love me again. But look where that got us. Man, I really fucked things up for us both, huh? I mean, I knew... she'd want you. I just didn't think she'd want you for me. Like the way she came straight at you. She made it all the way back here. Hurt like that. And she didn't even see me. She's had dolls before, but it was never like this. I guess I'm the juice box now. You're lucky, you know. Or unlucky, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. Not everybody has that reaction to being bit. You get off on it. Don't even pretend. I've seen you two. You're what they call a Temelani. It's a chemistry thing. Some people just match, and then you get fireworks. And you know she loves it too. I'd do anything to have what you have, but most of us just feel sick or dizzy. They could make it better for us, but most of them like the struggle. And me? For me, it just hurts like a bitch. But it's so worth it to be able to give that to her. Do that for her. It's worth it. For her. Anything for her. Huh? What do you mean it's not real? Of course it... Oh. You mean the bond. You think because... Yeah, I get it. Uh-huh. You think this is all because she's got me brainwashed or whatever. Look, I know you think I'm stupid, but I can read. And I've had a lot of time to kill over the years. I know how the bond works. Yeah, I'm a thrall, but so what? You don't get to choose who you fall in love with any more than I do. Nobody chooses who they fall in love with. But that doesn't make it any less real. I mean, it's still real to me, damn it. And besides, she never needed her vampire mind control mojo to win me over. What we had? Love at first bite. Well, I guess that's not exactly how it happened. It was the early 90s, so I must have been like 23. I was going through some stuff, trying to distract myself from, you know, life. Not that different from how we met, actually. The only power I had back then was the power of projectile vomit after a night of bar hopping. But then, there she was. Tall, dark, and dangerous, just oozing confidence. A real predator of a woman. But even then, I had never felt so safe with anyone before. Even after she told me what she was. She was the closest thing to a goddess I'd ever seen. Still is. And I've seen some shit since then. I have no idea what she saw in me. But she took me in. She took care of me. But she never fed on me until months later. For the longest time, I thought it was the most romantic thing. But after seeing how she is with you, I don't know anymore. Now I just want her to look at me like she looks at you. Yeah, hell of a way to find out you're gay, huh? I just always thought we'd be forever. I've dated some guys before because, I don't know, it's what everybody else did. So I figured I was supposed to, I guess. And I guess I didn't hate it. It felt nice to be wanted, at least. To have somebody care. See? You get it. But sooner or later, they all figured out my heart wasn't in it. So they bailed. And they made the right call, don't get me wrong. But it still hurt, you know? It hurts so much. With her, I thought I'd finally found something that'd last. She's my everything. And all I ever wanted was to be hers. But I guess I really am stupid. Nothing's forever. Even without all this. Even with her blood. I am gonna die eventually. And then in a couple of centuries, she'll forget I was ever here. I wonder how many pets she's had before me. I wonder how many she's forgotten. But maybe not remembering is a mercy. Half a lifetime of regrets is too much. Can you imagine living with an umpteen? Well, of course she has a name, but I'm not gonna... Oh, fuck it. Why not? Miss Pitt is the name on the door. Not that you've ever seen the other side. Dorothy Pitt. That's what I always knew her as. But who knows what her real name is or how many she's gone through. I know, right? What is she, from another century? Ozma would fit her so much better anyway. I'm sure she picked it for a reason, though. She does get a little flowery with her words, doesn't she? Likes to paint pictures. I swear, I don't know what she's saying half the time. But I think it's just her way of compensating for not being, you know, human. Oh. My name. I'm just a pet. That's all I am. And if not, I'm nothing. I just wish she... I wish... I'm scared. And I don't know what to do. I wish she was here to tell me. What? Did you jumble the IV? I told you, I'm not gonna... I... Thanks. I don't deserve this. After everything I've done to you. But I needed this. I've needed this for a long time. To be held like this again. Thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know. I just It's the blood, you know? The bond. I want what she wants, so... You know? It doesn't mean anything. Hey, what if I... No. Nah. Well, okay. Okay, hear me out. We're, we're both stuck in a situation we don't want to be in, right? I might have a solution for us both. Because I know how the ward works. I got you in, and I could get you out, so... What if? You know?